Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Yet another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast with me, Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, it's another injury-related question, and it's got to do with Achilles tendons. And I struggled with quite a dodgy Achilles earlier on this year. Let's talk about Achilles tendonitis. It's one of the common sort of running injuries that newbie runners pick up. Sort of what causes it? What can we do to prevent it? And if we have picked it up, what can we do to treat it?
Yeah, so look, Achilles tendonitis is very common, particularly in novices, and it's because it can be caused by so many things. Okay, so I'll try and cover as many of them as I can, or that I remember, because there really are a lot of causes for that. So probably the most common is having very tight soleus calf muscle. Your calf is divided into gastroc and soleus, and your soleus muscle, which is the one that you stretch when you bend your knee, if you have very tight soleus, that means that there's very little give, okay, and that means that the Achilles tendon then has to take a lot of strain. So typically that would be why your Achilles would get irritated. And with the move over to more natural running, and even the shoes that aren't really in the natural range have changed their heel-to-toe drops from 12 to 8 or 12 to 10, that does place a greater stress on the soleus, which in turn causes it to get a bit tighter, which then in turn puts stress on the Achilles, which is part of the reason why we're getting so many Achilles injuries now. Similarly, if there's a problem with the angle at which your Achilles has been pulled on, so if there is a problem with glute weakness, for example, and your knee caves in because you can't support all your weight properly because the glutes are weak, then you will create an angle where the tibia comes into the ankle, and that'll mean that there's an angle being pulled on the Achilles, which can irritate the Achilles. Similarly, shoes. So if you are running in the inappropriate shoes, either you're not made for running in so-called natural running shoes, or you make the change too quickly, or the shoes that you're running in are not the right pair of shoes, they're too hard, they're too soft. And finally, if your shoes are just done, like they really need a change, that can put excess stress on the Achilles. Similarly, doing too much hill work or doing too many of your runs on hills can also place a stress on the Achilles. And then obviously, if you have any of the other factors or more than one factor, then you put yourself at increasing risk for Achilles issues. So those are some of the causes. There's a couple more that I'm just not thinking of right now. But effectively, how do we treat it? Okay, so the first thing to do is to stop the pain. So even though one of the causes is shortening the soleus, we're going to shorten it further by putting something, an insert, a gel cup, or slightly harder into it, or folding up a sock and putting it under your insole. But what we're really looking at doing is just reducing the actual stress on that Achilles, and that can be anything from 3 to 4 mils. Is often enough to reduce the pain, or sometimes take it away and even allow us to train with that insert in the shoe. But you then need to work on lengthening that soleus, strengthening the soleus so that it can help the Achilles with that shock absorption, strengthening the glutes to make sure that there isn't a ducking in of your femur, which is then causing a stress on potentially the knee and the Achilles. Making sure that we are in the right pair of shoes, that our shoes aren't too old. If you are making the move to more natural running, to do that much slower. Okay. Then if the wedge doesn't work, it probably means that you need to have some sort of intervention like physiotherapy. This is the one injury that doesn't respond particularly well to ice, especially if you are going to try and do a little bit of training through it. Then it's not a good idea to ice the Achilles, because all that'll do is cause that tendon to shorten further and put more stress on it. And then finally, once you've removed that pain, you are running well again, then I would really encourage you on addressing any potential biomechanical issues that have been caused by weak glutes, hamstrings, quads, soleus, or any particular inflexibility that could also be causing those issues.
Awesome stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much. If you want to find out more about newbie running injuries, if you're a novice and you're struggling, we've put together a resource guide. All you need to do is get over to AskCoachPerry.com, check in the sidebar. It's absolutely free. And we talk about the five big injuries that novices suffer from. You can download it right now. So go check it out, AskCoachPerry.com. While you're there, ask your question as well.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.